It all happened in Oakville, Washington, population 665. Here in Oakville, clouds fill the sky daily, bringing rain some 275 days a year. So when it began pouring on the morning of August 7th, 1994, no one was particularly concerned, until they realized it wasn't raining rain. It was raining tiny blobs of gelatinous goo. It came down in torrents, blanketing 20 square miles, and brought with it something of a plague.
I got sick, my wife got sick, my daughter, everybody that lived here got sick.
Everybody in the whole town came down with like a flu, only it was a really hard flu. It didn't last like 7 days, it lasted like 7 weeks, 2 or 3 months.
A local policeman was among the first to report the perplexing precipitation. Officer David Lacey was on patrol with a civilian friend at 3 a.m. when the downpour began.
It's on the window there. I don't know. I just kind of build it up. Is that inside the car?
We turned our windshield wipers on, and it just started smearing to the point where we could almost not see. And we both looked at each other, and we said, you know, Jesus, this isn't right. I mean, we're out in the middle of nowhere, basically, and where did this come from?
Officer Lacey pulled into a gas station to degoo his windshield. As an added precaution, he put on a pair of latex gloves.
The substance, it was very mushy. It's almost like if you had Jell-O in your hand, and, you know, you could pretty much squish it through your fingers. We knew it wasn't something that we would normally see because we had never experienced it before. So we did have some bells go off in our heads that basically said that this isn't right, this isn't normal.
Local resident Dottie Hearn was equally baffled. By the time she stepped outside that morning, the storm had ended, but the blobs were everywhere.
It looked like hail laying on top of the wood box and everywhere else. So I just went over and I touched it, and it wasn't hail. It was a gelatinous-like material.
I have an appointment.
By mid-afternoon, Officer Lacey had inexplicably taken ill.
I was to the point where I could hardly breathe. I started to put together that possibly whatever the substance was, it made me violently sick, you know, and ill, like I never had been before, to the point where, you know, it just totally shut me down.
Across town, Dottie Hearn wasn't faring much better.
I started feeling dizzy. Everything started moving around and around, and it got worse. And as it did, I became increasingly nauseated.
Mom!
An hour later, Dottie's daughter and son found her sprawled on the bathroom floor.
Have you been sprawling out?
Yes.
Dottie, she's sick.
She was cold, drenched with perspiration, pale. My mom had been vomiting. She had extreme vertigo. She complained that she had difficulty with her vision. Her vision was blurring.
Dottie would spend the next 3 days in the hospital. The diagnosis? A severe inner ear infection.
For some reason, as we were going out the door, I remembered the substance, and I wondered if perhaps it might have had some sort of an effect on her, if it might have made her sick. So I opted at that moment to take a sample of this gelatinous material to the hospital.
A lab technician found the first startling clue. The substance contained human white blood cells, but exactly what it was and why it fell from the sky could not be determined. The goo was promptly forwarded to the Washington State Department of Health for further analysis.
It was very uniform. There was no structure that we could see visibly or with a microscope. I set it up on various microbiological media and attempted to isolate bacteria.
Mike McDowell discovered that the sample was literally teeming with two species of bacteria, one of which makes its home in the human digestive system.
The initial speculation was that it might have been human waste from an airliner, and that would make sense. You would expect to find something like a human white blood cell in human waste. However, the FAA ruled that out because under the regulations, human waste is dyed blue. The substance is not blue. It was crystal clear in color.
All told, the blobs rained down upon Oakville 6 times over a 3-week period. Dozens of people took ill. Several dogs and cats reportedly died after coming in contact with the toxic droplets. Included in the death toll was Sonny Barcliffe's 8-week-old kitten. But the nature of the substance and any connection it may have had with the outbreak remained a mystery.
Here we have sample number 12876.
Okay.
Nearly a year after Dottie Hearn's illness, she took a sample of the material she had stored in her freezer to a private research lab.
I saw what I think was a eukaryotic cell, which is basically a cell that has a definable nucleus and is found present in biology, in most animals.
Translation, the goo was alive. But how in the world did living matter make its way into the clouds? The explanations are as mind-boggling as the substance itself. Perhaps inevitably, the finger of suspicion was soon pointed directly at the military.
Someone theorized that since the Navy had been conducting live bombing runs at sea, they might have blown up a school of jellyfish. And of course, this jellyfish would have been thrown up into the air and floated 50 miles inland, and over a period of 3 weeks, fallen 6 times in the month of August 1994. I find that somewhat preposterous.
Now, if that were jellyfish floating around up there for that long, they would have smelled a heaven.
The Air Force confirms that practice bombing runs are being conducted over the Pacific in August of 1994. However, they deny any knowledge of the unknown substance or any involvement in creating or dispersing it. The locals don't buy it.
We had a significant amount of military aircraft flying over the home prior to this happening.
Every day almost, slow-flying bombers, helicopters, all black in color. And we kind of thought maybe it might have come from them.
They let off things in the air all the time here, and testing, you know, there's testing done all over the place. There's a lot of places you can't go into.
Maybe we were a biological experiment of some kind, a small one, maybe just get people a little bit sick to find out, say if an enemy did come over here with a biological bomb or something and drop it. Maybe just a test run to see what would happen.
Translation, germ warfare. However, that seems unlikely given the severe international restrictions regarding experiments with biological weapons in populated areas.